A saint, a queen, and a wig. England is full of very strange and very old things. Blogger Arnav Patel is travelling around the south of England with his mother, a history professor. Here is an extract from his blog, where he writes about some of the places they went to.
12th of May, the ghost of a queen. Our tour started near London. I didn't want to come because I think history is boring, but as usual, Mum gave me no choice. It will be nice, she said. You may learn something interesting about the past. I said, I don't think so. Today, we went to Hampton Court Palace. King Henry VIII lived here. We learnt about him at school. He had 6 wives. He beheaded 2 of them and divorced 2 of them. It was not easy to be the wife of King Henry. One of his wives was called Catherine Howard. The king thought that she was sleeping with another man, so he locked her up in the palace. One day, she escaped. She tried to find the king to plead for her life. The guards caught her and dragged her back to her rooms. After her head was chopped off, her ghost returned to the palace. People say that they can hear the ghost of the young queen screaming at night. I don't believe in ghosts, but I don't want to be in the palace after dark. 14th of May, a lady with a beard. Today we went to a small church in Oxford. Mum wanted to see a painting of St. Wilberforce. The painting showed a young woman with a long beard. It was very weird. Why did she have a beard? Mum told me a complicated story, but the main point was this. The girl didn't want to marry the man her father picked for her. She didn't know what to do. But then a miracle happened. She grew a beard overnight. When the man saw her face the next morning, he was so shocked that he ran away. So she didn't have to marry anybody. I thought this was a stupid story. Why didn't she just say no? But Mum said it was not so easy in those days. You had to do what your parents told you to do. 15th of May, high hair. This morning we arrived in Bath. Mum made me go with her to the fashion museum. I don't care about fashion at all, but there were some weird wigs which made me laugh. Both men and women wore wigs in those days. The women liked to wear really high wigs. The higher, the better. They used animal fat and wax to make the hair stay up. Some of the wigs were almost 3 feet, 91 centimetres high. The women used pink, light blue or violet powder to colour the wigs. I guess they thought their natural hair colour was boring. It was impossible to wash the wigs. The animal fat used in the wigs attracted mice and all kinds of insects, like fleas and cockroaches. The women used fancy little sticks to knock the insects out of their wigs before they put them on. The museum had some cartoons of those high wigs, showing the insects crawling out of them. Ugh, gross.